Air. Kaya Biz.
Inside your business. Inside Your Business on Kaya Biz is powered by Capitec Business Banking. Banking. Bank on better with Capitec, the business bank for everyone.
13 minutes to 7 here in Kaya Biz on the street, on the air. Thanks for being with us. Now, the Township Customer Experience Report 2025 has been released. Let's speak to Mongezi Mtati, Senior Brand Strategist at Roger Wilco and Township CX Report Lead, on what this means. Mongezi, thanks so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Just take us through this report that you've put together, what it takes to put it together, who you speak to do so.
Good evening. Thanks so much for having me. So I think the biggest thing about this report is that, of course, it's in its fifth year now. It's an annual report. We talk to about 1,600 people annually from across all townships and, well, from across all nine provinces and townships in South Africa, just to get a sense of their relationships towards brands, towards marketing, towards shopping, what has changed in their spending habits and everything else. This year, however, we took it a step further by not just talking to 1,600 people as we usually do. We added another 3,000 people for one of the chapters. So in total, it's about 4,600 people, but for one of the chapters, it's 3,000 people. And this is the chapter on money, where we look at savings, banking, insurance, funeral cover, and how really people have relationships with their money and where they save it.
Mm-hmm. I'm so interested as to why you would want to do a survey or a report.
So I think
like
the
that.
Biggest thing when we, so when we started this report about 5 years ago in 2022, as a matter of fact, we had just come out of COVID. I think it was 2021, actually. We had just come out of COVID, and there wasn't a lot of publicly available information about the township audience for marketers like ourselves, brands, as well as people in townships who want to be represented, want to be seen. Mm-hmm. And we keep talking about this 900 billion rand economy, but it's very much largely an unseen economy, or an economy that exists almost in a silo, and yet it represents about 25% of the population, which is, you know, which is something that we wanted to understand a bit more for ourselves, mm-hmm. but also to share the information with whoever else is interested.
Yeah, that night, you know, when numbers get above like 2-3 billion, I start thinking it's like, you know, those movies in Hollywood where the villain comes and says he wants so many hundreds of billions. I can't actually conceptualize really the 900 billion number and how it makes sense, but that's why we're speaking to you who's here. So take us through that 900 billion rand economy and what the people you've spoken to have said. Maybe one highlight of the report on how people are spending their money before we get into the different segments of where they're doing that.
So I think the biggest thing that we're realizing is that people, I think when we talk about this, you know, this tight squeeze of inflation and where we are all kind of spending our money, we realize that when you put numbers to it, it begins to sort of make sense, and you realize mm-hmm. how really difficult it is, because when we ask people where they spend most of their money, they tell us that they spend most of their money on groceries and basics. And the thing that we are seeing there is that even among people who spend higher on groceries, those people also feel like they spend a lot more than they should. So 71% of shoppers, for example, who increased their spend in spaza shops, for one, which is one of the changes that we're seeing, rely on WhatsApp and Facebook to share information mm-hmm. and share specials about what's happening in this market. So I think what that tells us is that while we've been seeing word of mouth become digital over the years, what we are realizing is that while it's digital in terms of what people are seeing on Facebook, once they see that information on Facebook that there's a special at this store, there's a sale at this store, they share that information among themselves privately on WhatsApp, so that they then drive footfall or foot traffic to the stores that have these specials.
Mm-hmm. If we're speaking about food and people spending on groceries, fast food, something that most people in South Africa gravitate towards, township consumers no different.
Absolutely. So the spend is sort of split. It's split between, say, 31% of shoppers say they prefer KFC, for 23% prefer Chicken Licken. And as we go further down and drill into the stats, 27% tell us that they prefer the local Shisanyama. 25% say they prefer the to buy a Gota in their neighborhood or wherever they stay. So what this tells us, I suppose, is that when you are in a place that you know the seller, you know the store, you know the store owner, you are more likely to buy something that is by a local store owner rather than a big brand. This is, I suppose, where we are seeing this. But interestingly, when we drill a bit deeper into this and ask some of the contributors that we speak to, who then send us insights because they are on the ground, they are telling us that actually a lot of the spread of local township food and fast food spreads on social media, mostly on TikTok. So if you live in Umlazi, for instance, and you're visiting Soweto, you are likely to know of a local store or shop in Soweto. And one of them is called Wakosh, for instance, where they specialize with pork. And it's one of those where if you go into a township that you don't know, you no longer have to necessarily ask locals where to buy the food. You might have seen it on a TikTok.
I get you. Mongezi, you spoke about WhatsApp and Facebook earlier on, and you're saying from that report that households are looking at data as one of those things that are almost a necessity. And so how does connectivity work? Is it just buying data? Is it Wi-Fi? Is it a mix?
So it's a bit of a mix. Mm-hmm. The majority, though, is definitely people buying data, definitely people connecting on their phones, because only about 23% are telling us that they have Wi-Fi at home. And yet 37% of our respondents tell us that they spend between 251 rand and 500 rand on data. Sure. And this is largely on their phone, and this is for connectivity. So when we talk about, I guess, the price of data, or when we talk about the numbers in terms of what people are spending, that's what people are telling us. And interestingly, so what you would imagine is that someone who spends less on data is more likely to want opportunities because they are more likely to be, I suppose, of a lower income. But the report kind of debunks that sort of myth or thought, because 60% of higher spend users, so people who spend above 500 rand, 60% of them are telling us that they use the internet primarily to find jobs, look for opportunities, and find ways of increasing their income rather than just using the internet for entertainment. Mm. So we're realizing that people in townships are also seeing the internet or connectivity as an opportunity or a platform for them to seek and find opportunities rather than just watching movies or being on social media.
Mm. 71% growth in Stokvels, or 71% of residents of township areas that you speak into, I imagine, not every single township, not 71%, participating in that, and funeral cover really being the most purchased product.
Absolutely. So I think that number of 71% of respondents who say they use Stokvels is something that we've been tracking. So we track various numbers or various, we poll different sort of types of questions in the reports year on year. And now this year, people are saying, or rather 71% of respondents, to your point, are saying they're now part of Stokvels, which is a 39% increase from about 2 years ago. Sure. So what this kind of tells us, I guess, for us, is that while we may see Stokvels as something that, you know, belongs in certain communities, this communal sense, this accountability is what drives them more than anything.
Okay. I know you and I have been using the word they a lot, and it can sometimes, I imagine if you're listening, feel like it's anthropological or it's strange to speak about people, you know, in that manner. And yeah. I'm assuming from how you've spoken to me and bits of your report that that's not the case. It's not like, oh, look at those people there. It's something that stood out for me is where you said people want to be seen, and only 37% of people who are banked feel that they're seen by their bank. So talk to me about that financial thing. And then also talk to me about the importance of sensitivity when you are dealing with a group of people who are not homogenous. They stay in a township, sure.
Yeah.
But across our provinces, even across cities, people are so different and varied and rich in who they are. You don't want to come across as, pathologizing.
Absolutely. Great point. So I think the one of the things that we saw last year before this year's report, because I just want to go back to this point about all of us wanting to be seen, is that a lot of respondents last year told us that they are more likely to buy from a brand that understands them. So as a brand, you kind of want to come in there, show that you understand, show that you're part of the ecosystem. And I think the biggest, because we've got two reports, we've also got a CX report. The thing that makes the township CX report so different and so distinct is that whenever we find the information, it always leans towards a communal sense of it's you know, it's not me, it's us. It's not just me, it's the community. So brands that show that they understand the community, they get in there to build relationships, those brands are more likely to be bought, those brands are more likely to be used. So in terms of banks, so there are two banks that are largely used by people and by the respondents that we spoke to, Capitec being the top one. So 54% of the people who are banked say they prefer to use Capitec, and then 18%, which is a number that surprised me, say they use TymeBank. And when you think about what those two banks represent, they represent transparency, they represent a sense of community, especially with Capitec, because we spoke to Capitec as well today. So there's this sense that if you understand people, if you go in there to be part of the community, if you go in there to build with the community, you are more likely to make it in township communities, and no two townships are the same.
All right. Mongezi Mtati, Senior Brand Strategist at Roger Wilco and Township CX Report Lead. Thank you for your time on Kaya Biz this evening, breaking down that township economy valued at hundreds of billions of rands.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. In just a moment, we're going to be speaking about mental health and the role that finances play on our mental health. Do stay with us on Kaya Biz, on the street, on the air.
That's the sound of your business growing. Whether you're starting out or scaling up, turn your passion into profit with Capitec Business Banking. Save up to 50% on fees. Get fast credit approvals, personalized support, and Forex for your business. Open your business banking account on our app. Bank on better with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP, 46669. T's and C's apply.